You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let me tell you something, man. When God is with you, He'll even make your enemies curve what they say to you. If you give Him a chance, oh my God, that fascinates me because the man is leaving and he's searching for his destiny and his father-in-law is on him and wants to kill him, but God speaks to the father-in-law and said, I want you to be careful with this one. You got your own children, but don't you speak harshly to them. Read it in the text. Be careful how you move.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Church Hurt the Myth. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 130, verses 1 through 4.
I serve, right? I serve. See, service, we reach up to Him in worship. We reach into each other through fellowship, but we actually reach out to our community through service. So if you serve here, you'll eventually start serving out there. He's really after the touch to the community. He doesn't want us to be visible in the community in such a way where they look at us and see Him through acts of kindness and service. So He makes us angry with each other to hinder the service out there. God wants us to get our lives and our vitality from Him. This is a very powerful statement I just made. He wants us to get our life and our life force, our vitality, it should come from Him. He's the flame and the spark that should give us life and vitality. Not coffee, not a pill, not a thrill. He is our life. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then will we appear with Him in glory. He is our life. This is why I love songs, lyrically sound songs that are taking us to the Word. And I want our church to be filled with the Word. Not with foolishness, with the Word. Not with wounds, with the Word. The Word came to heal them. And He sent His word to heal. The more you sit up on the Word, the more healed you should be. What if you say, Bishop, it's 3 years and I'm still hurting? I'm trying to understand now, if the Word heals, when are we going to get to the healing part? Because I'm looking for manifestations and it's hard for me to measure growth. Most of us that are over 25 don't grow any taller. We have to watch our wideness, but we're not growing taller. We're growing, but we need to grow up. Ouch, yeah. Ooh. I do believe in dimensional growth, right? Width, length, height, and depth. But it's hard to measure. I can only measure it when we go through a trial. When the storm comes. When there's a disagreement, how do we respond? Much given. Much is required. So where God may give you a lot of mercy, He may not give me as much because much given to me. He requires much. There are things I know. There are things I know about Him. I can't be casual with my relationship with him. I told you all I found a barrel of marijuana, a barrel of marijuana. I found it, a barrel. It was this tall, this wide. I put my head on it. I laid on it. My mind went crazy. You can go to Miami and dump it. My God, you don't have to worry. This is your retirement. The enemy was speaking to me. This is your retirement. God bless you. God bless you. Take it to Miami and dump it. This is the good stuff. This is the good stuff. Listen, it was rinking. I was smelling. You can smell it. And I never smoked marijuana, but you can smell it. Whoever wrapped it had it wrapped good, but you can smell it. The devil talked. I laid on it. I sat down on the beach. I laid, oh my God. And the devil was just speaking to me. I stood up. He will. He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you while you're at church. Not just when you not when you just lean on the barrel of marijuana. My mind went, I realized how creative I am. I realized because my mind went everywhere. You can bury it, you can pull it out, put it in bricks, you can, you know, rent a vehicle, take it down south. Anybody that come against you, you can become a crematorium, buy one of those, and just get rid of them. Nobody would know. He was talking to me like that. You get a crematorium and then dump the ashes. All kinds of stuff was coming to my mind. That's why I give my mind to Jesus. When I laid on that thing, I had a vision of handcuffs, my it snapped me out. It snapped me out of that vision. I saw myself and all of my people. I knew he would not. So I turned it over to the sheriff's department. They took a picture of me. I don't know what they did with that marijuana. They certainly didn't give me a reward. I need to talk to Sheriff Ivy. Let's go into the archives. I want to know what happened to that barrel of marijuana. Let me tell you something. I do believe if God let me find that, he's going to take something out of the sea and let me find it for his glory. God ain't teasing you. God wants to get something to us. And it is the fraud of the enemy that's trying to block it from coming on shore. I believe God uses our life. He wants us to get our life and our vitality from him. When you're isolated, you only seek your desire. Your desire becomes paramount. That's why he wants you in your mind and your spirit to be separate from people in your church, even from your leadership, because once you're isolated, your desires magnify. They ping louder. When you're in a unit and you start thinking like a unit, you act like a unit, you can't think as an individual. But what he does is he divides and conquers. He divides and conquers. The enemy is a predator. He's not a lamb. He's a wolf in sheep clothing. What he does is divide and then what? Conquer. All predators do that. If they see a herd, they're going to come in and divide the herd and get people to splinter. And then as the splinters take place, they look for the weak ones or the strong ones who happen to be weak today. Because all of us is weak when we're separate. I don't care how strong you are, you weren't designed to live this life alone. You weren't designed to live a Christian life alone. You know what you do when you're alone. And you do more harm to you than any devil does. All of us gotta watch it when we're left alone. When David was left alone, he made his major mistake. When he was left alone, he should have been fighting with kings. He should have gone to war, but he just wanted to hang out and go and hang out on top of a roof. And he messed around and saw something that messed him up. A woman bathing, and it messed him up. Like all of us like to flip through the internet and we're looking at pornography, but if you're not careful, something is gonna grip you. You gotta get your head together. He's a king, he's anointed, but he saw something that messed him up. That image was in his mind. He should have been with his troops, but he was left alone. Glory to God. Now, sometimes God leaves us alone, but it's never for long. Glory to God. When Jacob is coming out of Laban's house, the scripture says he took his wives and his children without telling Laban that he was leaving, and secretly he stole away. Laban heard that Jacob left him, and he got angry. But the Lord appeared to Laban and said, I want you to be careful when you deal with this one. I don't even want you to speak harshly. Don't say anything good or bad to him. Watch your tone. Let me tell you something, man. When God is with you, he'll even make your enemies curve what they say to you. If you give him a chance. Oh, my God. That fascinates me, because the man is leaving and he's searching for his destiny, and his father-in-law is on him and wants to kill him. But God speaks to the father-in-law and said, I want you to be careful with this one. You got your own children, but don't you speak harshly to them. Read it in the text. Be careful how you move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He then speaks to Jacob afterwards. The scripture says Jacob, on his way home, he gets a message that Esau is coming after him or approaching him. The last time he saw Esau, his mother told him, your older brother wants to kill you because you stole his birthright and you got his blessing. So Jacob now has 12, 13 children. Man, he's got all of these flocks and he becomes afraid. So he divides his family. Read the text. He cut them in two. The ones he loved the most, he put them in the back. The ones he loved the least, he put them up front. So he didn't love Leah like he loved Rachel. So he made sure Rachel was protected. And this is what we do. The one you love, you protect. But the one you don't, you'll expose them. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. It's right there in the text. I tell you what, if you get divided, the one you love the most, nobody can touch. But the one you don't care about, go ahead, take them. Expose them. Tell everything you know about them. Oh, my God. But the one you really love, oh, man, nobody can touch that. I got one. No, no. And Linda said, you right. Show your right. Show your right, bitch. He divides his family. Never divide your family. Never let the church be divided. It's a mistake of Jacob. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he sent his family ahead, the scripture says, and he crossed the ford of Jabbok, and there he was left alone. Sometimes God allows you to be left alone, but only for a night. And here the angel of the Lord grabs him, and they wrestle all night. If you're ever left alone, you need to have an encounter with God. That's why you're alone, or you feel lonely, so God can deal with you. Offense says, no, we must magnify your desire. But that's not the purpose of being left alone. It's when God wants to talk to you. And he wrestles with him all night until his name is changed. Don't let the enemy divide our church. Don't let him divide your family. Don't let him divide our resources. Don't let him hinder our synergy with church hurt. You receive no counsel when you're left alone. You set yourself up for deception. You start believing a lie more than you believe the truth. This is what church hurt does. Isolate us, creates a desire to be fulfilled, and then you'll start believing lies. That's the truth. That's the real thing. No, that ain't coke. It's not the real thing. It's an imitation. Can I go further? Further. Farther, further. One is distance and one is something else. Go deeper. That's good. So let's go deeper. 1 Samuel chapter 24. Let's see how we should deal with hurt in the church. 1 Samuel 24, verse 6. And he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord." So David restrained his servants with these words and did not allow them to rise against Saul. And Saul got up from the cave and went on his way. And I want to give you a backdrop here. David is the anointed of God as well. He was anointed around 17 years old by Samuel, the author of this book. He's so anointed, he's the future king, yet he doesn't go straight to the throne. After he got anointed, he was sent back to the field to do what he was normally doing. And this is amazing. I love the track of David because he doesn't go straight to grabbing the mic. And he all right. He goes to service. Not just serving a person, serving what matters to the person. He didn't start out serving Saul. He started out serving his father's sheep. Not even his father. His father banished him. You get out there with them. He didn't even see his greatness. God saw. He's serving his father's business. This is what the enemy is after, our service in the house of the Lord. See, God, when he selects leaders, he's looking for what you're doing, not for your potential. What are you involved in? What are you moving? What are you causing to be advanced? What are you pouring yourself into? And David was serious about those sheep. When a lion came against them, when a bear came against them, he took it upon himself to guard his father's flocks. And he became that same way when he dealt with the nation or the flock of God nationally. He was always protecting the people of God. He extended the borders of Israel to the west. He extended it to the Euphrates River, to the east, to the Mediterranean Sea. So if you looked at his kingdom, when he came in, he didn't just play. He was the same way. He made sure that the nation gained territories. North, south, east, and west. And God gave him peace, but he was bloody with warfare. Now, this is the young man. Before all of that happens, he's hunted by the man called his spiritual father. Hunted. I'm not talking about a casual, I don't like you or ignoring. I'm talking about hunted. I'm talking about I don't want you no more. I'm talking about looking at him and say, I hate you. Cussing. I'm fucking free. Fred Flintstone. Take a javelin and throw it at him physically. And he's able to move out of the way. Most of us have never tasted desperate. We think we have. But the scripture has David tasting it so we can look and judge hurt. When you look at him, were you ever mistreated like that? Well, this man brings you into his family. You play your music and demons come off of his mind. Sanity comes back. He gives you a task to do. You double it and you still bow to him. You still honor him when he summons you. You don't come in and say, I'm just as great as you because they say I'm great as you. No, he humbles himself. Scripture says he handles himself wisely. 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 That means I'm close enough to you that if you fail, I can catch you. But I'm far enough away that if you swung at me, you'll miss me. Some of us play stuff too close. That's why people hurt us. You're too close to it. You got to stay close enough that if you fall, I can catch you. But I'm far enough away that if you tried to hurt me, I can move out the way. We make people our God. You're worshiping people. I'm not telling you to back away. I said you need balance. Close enough, but far enough. Close enough, but far enough. Never isolate it. Find that space and get into it. And you'll be able to function and flow. Now David is on the run. The man is hunting him. But he has at least 300 with him. How do you hide them? And it's desert land. There's no vegetation here. God has that. When he talks about you are my hiding place, he's speaking from experience. Oh my God. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High don't have to worry about church hurt as much. You shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty. If you worship God, if you worship God, he'll create a hiding place for you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Some of us are not worshipers. Even when we hear and they're singing, we're looking around at people. Man, you got to get yourself into the place where you get lost in praise, so you can find yourself standing in worship. And you'll find your secret place. And you'll be hidden from all of these trials and troubles and issues. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can church say amen?
Amen.
Rabboni is here. The teacher is here. David is on the run, man. Saul's son, Jonathan, gives him space. God put Saul's son, Jonathan, in his life to protect him. He said, my father's countenance has changed against you. He actually wants to kill you. So I need you to go. Though I love you, man. Protect yourself. I see you're going to be king. Here's Jonathan. You're going to be king and I know it, but I'm so close to my dead daddy that I can't break. But he should have been able to forsake that and go with the new king. But his loyalty lines were so great physically that he couldn't move spiritually. Here's another balance that we need. Sometimes our bloodlines call us so much that we don't know how to handle it. He could see Saul is coming to his end, but he was loyal to that which God was ending. Like some of us are still loyal to our former denominations. When God brought you here and you need to be able to flow with this, Jonathan should have been the first mate of David. But he couldn't make the switch. You go, I'll stay with Dad. A lot of, you go, I'll stay with Dad. You got to be able to say, I'm going with God. I'm not telling you to leave your family. Please get this. I'm saying that there's a moment when that which is God is calling you to is greater than your pedigree. You got to be able to make some decisions about that. Some people will come to me and say, Bishop, I believe I'm supposed to be here. Where you at? I say, well, I'm still, you know, they made me a deacon. I'm an elder. Well, go back and serve. What do you want me to tell you to do? Drop it? I'm not going to do that. I will not have that on my conscience. You need to make that right with God. I don't pull people out of their strong place. You can believe what you want. You got to say, it's time for me to leave. And you make that transition. Can the church say amen? Jonathan should have been number one following David when he goes into the cave of Adullam. But he doesn't. Just like John the Baptist should have been the first one to follow Jesus. He should have been number one. He baptized him and heard God say, this is my son. So why are you still doing water baptisms when the new move is here? He goes back to baptizing. But this is a moment for you, John. If Jesus is baptized by you, you hear God. That means your ministry has come to an end and you need to now flow with him. But he doesn't. He goes back to what he's familiar doing. Like many of us, God showed us the new way. But we want to go back to what we're familiar with. And he's preaching an antiquated gospel, and he goes to the king and says, you shouldn't have this or that going on in your life. And the woman had him killed and his head cut off. Because it's antiquated. You should follow what Jesus is teaching. Oh, my God. Fire is falling when he teach. You splashing water. So what we want to do is make sure we transition to what Jesus is teaching. I'm just putting it out there for you to think about it. What traditions are you still holding on to? And then when your triggers are triggered, you get hurt. When you should be flowing with God in the new move.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Church Hurt the Myth, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
High school seniors, don't miss your chance to apply for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship. This program supports future leaders through STEM and STEAM education. Applications are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter and are due Monday, January 26th. For details, email elders@truthreveal.org. Registration is open for Six Man, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app, website, or scan the QR code to register for this action-packed event, which promises to be an unforgettable experience. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt, polo, and jersey.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Greetings. This is Lucian Gandolfo, senior pastor of the Beacon Baptist Church in Melbourne, Florida. We are hosting a 15-week series on effectual prayer. It will be on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. from November 5th through February 25th. The Bible tells us in James 5:16 that effectual, fervent prayers avail much. Prayer is the lifeblood of faith, yet it is what we believers often neglect and find most difficult to be effective in. Over these 15 Wednesdays, we'll examine from God's Word how you and I can indeed pray effective prayers that avail much. Prayer changes things, and it starts with us. In these challenging times, we urge you to come, learn, and pray with us as we put into practice what we've studied. Then just watch and see what God does. The Beacon Baptist Church is located at 3185 Aurora Road in Melbourne. Our website is beaconbaptistfamily.com.